Hey, everybody, this is Sherry Shepherd, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio.
What's going on? This is Wesley Jonathan from the TV show The Soul Man. Much love to Soul Prosper Radio.
Playmaker. And you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis. Holla at you, baby.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hi, I'm Tashina Arnold, and you're listening to Fred Willis on Soul Prosper Media. Awesome. Check him out.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Pepsi Riley, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred. Don't y'all touch that dial. There's some good stuff on here.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
This is Ebony Dixon, the baby jumper.
Yo, this is comedian Michael Jr., and in case you didn't know, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, everybody, this is Director Joshua Coates.
Hey, y'all, this is Christian Keys.
Yo, yo, it's your boy, Buff on Halfpenny.
I'm Greg Ellis.
What's going on, Dallas, Fort Worth? This is Lamon Rucker saying God bless you and everybody that belongs to you.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Ooh.
Hey there, this is Braylee Evans. Don't you turn that down, because I might be coming back home. All right, love y'all.
Ooh.
Hey, this is Bernadette Stannis, you know, Thelma from Good Times, and you're listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Hey, y'all, this is your Hattie Mae, and you listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Mr. Willis. Okay, great? Okay, great. Ooh, I love him. Okay, great.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Talking Points. I'm your host, Fred Willis, and I have an illustrious guest today. We're talking about a very, very wonderful event coming up in the Dallas area this month. Bishop Vashti Murphy McKenzie made history when she was elected Bishop of the African Methodist Episcopal Church. She was the first woman ever elected to this position in the denomination's 232-year history. Now she has made it her mission to empower other North Texas women with the Selah Leadership Encounter for Women. Help me welcome her to the show. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Fred, and thank you for having me today. It is a privilege to be able to have a conversation with you about Selah, and thank you. Thank you again.
Absolutely. So as we begin the interview, if you would just take us back on your journey to the ascent of the hymn of the AME Church and why you're so committed and determined to elevating other women, not only via the conference, but via your ministry.
Well, you know, my journey began quite a while ago, being a member in Bethel AME Church back in Baltimore City, Maryland, where my pastor was, who is the now Bishop John Richard Bryant, and coming to terms with every believer is called to serve Christ in some way. So every disciple of Christ has some service that they render. And it became evident in my continuous walk that meant for me preaching and pastoring. For others, it means other things. And so I was assigned to several local congregations in our faith tradition until the year 2000, when the delegates to the General Conference of the AME Church in Cincinnati, Ohio, elected me one of the four bishops that were elected that year. Since that time, three other women have been elected to Episcopal service. I just happen to be the first one in the predominantly Black Methodist traditions, but there are other women in the AME Zion Church who have been elected, in the CME Church. Of course, the United Methodist Church has elected several women over the last 30, 35 years. So it's a faith walk, day by day, serving the Lord the best you can.
I love it.
Until today, where now I am the presiding bishop over the 10th Episcopal District of the AME Church. And the 10th District includes over 200 churches across the state of Texas, from Texarkana to Corpus Christi to El Paso to Amarillo, of course, all through Central Texas, from Wichita Falls all the way down past Houston into Galveston. So it is an awesome responsibility.
Wow. And the state of Texas is humongous. For those of you who may not be familiar with just how big Texas is, you know, zigzagging across the state, that would pass through a number of American states.
it's quite a trip. You know, I tell people, you can drive all day and still not get out of the state of Texas.
Yeah.
Whether it's north, south, east, or west.
Right.
Texas is huge, but it's good ground. It's wonderful ground. I, you know, enjoy my sojourn here. The people have been wonderful. This is, of course, the Bible Belt, so there are churches everywhere, not just ours, but other persons in faith traditions who worship across the state of Texas. And so a part of our ministry, we have several ministries in the Tempe Episcopal District, Tempe, Inc., which is our 501c3, and we raise scholarship dollars to support students at our school, AME School, Park College in South Dallas. We also have other ministries and projects in which we undergird our local congregations as well as the communities that surround our churches.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that, yes, there's a congregation of people who worship within the walls, but we also believe that whatever is on the inside of the church ought to be available to those outside of the church. And so we minister to the people who live in the shadow of our citadels.
Wow, that is amazing. And as we just discussed, you know, it's a mountainous task overseeing this 10th Episcopal District here. You know, you just add that to it, compounds to already, I guess, being the first, you know, being the first woman elected to lead. Let me just ask you this outright. You talked about, you know, your journey, your sojourn, not only to the helm here, but also to the call to you meant preaching and pastoring. Did you ever wrestle with that?
Of course, and I believe every preacher does. you know, sometimes the people call it, I ran from the call.
Yeah.
You know, I ran, and others will say, I got called and I ran forward. It's always a wrestle, you know, to be clear what God is telling you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that when you step into the preaching ministry, it's double on you more than it is on the disciples, because
yeah.
God holds you accountable for the souls that are that come to Christ under you, or who you're responsible for if you're in a pastoral ministry. So it's not like I'm a regular churchman, but I go and I hear and I receive and I go home. You have to be continually preparing yourself and be in a position to help, train the saints so they can help serve, help take care of families and people within your community.
Wow. Were there any challenges, you know, I want to say gender specific challenges, you know, as a woman, were there any challenges to you? Because the Selah Conference has been described by Essence Magazine as one of the top 11 conferences for women who want to level up in 2019. it's a place for leaders to reset, refresh, and recalibrate. What is your experience with the need for those, you know, three things there?
Well, you know, Selah is Selah Leadership Encounter for Women. The Dallas edition is going to be November the 21st to the 23rd here in Dallas at the Omni Frisco Hotel. And, you know, you have to understand, whether you're male or female, when you sit in a leadership position, you're being pulled on every different side to make decisions, to solve problems, to be perceptive of what's happening in your industry, whether you're in business or medicine, education, you're an entrepreneur, you're a founder of a business, or in the congregation. And what makes Selah different from others is that experts from different fields and industries and careers together. We are women of faith, and many times you on the job, you can express your faith. When you're sitting in the boardroom among a multiplicity of ethnic groups and backgrounds and a multiplicity of faith, cannot express your faith. Yeah? Mm-hmm. The people can't have my Bible on the desk. I got to go to the bathroom and pray.
Mm-hmm.
Can't say praise the Lord, hallelujah, on my job. So we come together as women of faith to retool, to recalibrate, to take a look at our leadership skills and our leadership styles,
mm-hmm.
Resource each other because they are women who have achieved. They are presidents, vice presidents, they are executive directors, administrative assistants, to be able to resource other women who aspire to those positions. And we, you know, being who we are, talk about men and women in America, it's an everyday deal because
mm-hmm.
you have everyday stress, everyday violence, you have everyday crime,
right.
You have everyday attitudes that are openly blatant and hateful in conversation
mm-hmm.
and in conduct that make people feel unsafe in America.
Yeah.
You can't be at home watching TV. You can't be playing music in the parking lot. Even in church or Bible study, people have a sense of feeling unsafe. In a playground, I think there was a teenager who was playing basketball, 14 years old, just shot in New York City, just by playing ball. And so, you know, there is no day off for us. There is no day off.
Yeah.
So where do you get a day off? Where you can stop and think, take a deep breath, press the rewind button. And we do this at the end of the year because this gives us an opportunity to stop, break, and then look ahead
mm-hmm.
to what we want, where we want to go, and what needs to be done in the upcoming year, rather than rushing through Thanksgiving and rushing through Christmas holiday and rushing through New Year's celebration to arrive on January 2nd, and you have absolutely no goals, no ideas, just a lot of resolutions that you're not going to keep the time it gets to February. And so that's what Salix is. It's such a conference. It's a community of women. It's a safe place. They can hear the demands of daily life, whether it's at home or in your workspace. And we can express where we can also express our faith. And so that's what SELA is about. SELA is not a new thing for me. We've been having gatherings like this since the 1980s when I was in a pastor in a congregation. But also for the brothers. We've had manpower and man-to-man conferences to be able to be empowering and resourceful for men as well. We've had many men and women who are leaders in the congregation from whatever perspective, whether you're the psalmist or missionary, whether you're assistant pastor, where the minister of music, you are the worship pastor, the teaching pastor, wherever you are on the leadership perspective, koinonia, which is a fellowship,
mm-hmm.
is a community where men and women who love Jesus come together so that we can be stronger in our faith walk and stronger together in our ministry and not separate.
Wow, I love that so much.
In other words, we've been busy.
Hey, y'all, it's Pastor Cora Jakes Coleman, and you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Fred Willis.
Is your New Year, New Me resolution already sidelined because of the same old debt and financial stress? Are you 100% sure that you're going to have a great retirement? Or do you have doubt? What if I told you there's a way to get out of debt in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending any more money than you're already spending? For answers to questions like these, call Keith Squalls. With integrity, expertise, and a promise to protect your privacy, Keith Squalls and the K. Allen Financial Group want to get you out of debt and into the financial freedom your dreams are made of. Call today. 877-888-6322. That's 877-888-6322.
This is Keith Squall at K. Allen Financial Group. Call me at 877-888-6322. 877-888-6322.
Hello there, this is Jacqueline Carr, and yes, you are listening to Soul Prosper Radio with Freddie Willis.
Come on.
Hey everybody, it's Fred. I want to thank you so much for listening to my interview with Bishop Vashti Murphy McKenzie. We're having such a great time talking about the Selah Conference coming to Dallas. Actually, the Frisco area, November 21st through the 23rd. We're enjoying this time together. And I hope you're enjoying listening to this interview. We're going to get into the second half of this interview. Again, I want to thank you so much for listening to Talking Points. I'm your gracious host, Fred Willis. And I thank you so much for listening.
It's SP Radio.
I love it so much. And it's so needed. It really is needed, especially to draw strength from others. You know, we in a sense, we've lost that sense of koinonia, of fellowship. You know, we've lost that.
We have, you know, and it's easy to blame it on technology or blame it on the times or, you know, blame it on whatever's happening in the country. But, you know, some people mistake likes on a Twitter page and followers and Facebook and on Instagram and Snapchat and whatever else is out there. That those are relationships. Those are not necessarily relationships. We spend a lot of time on our cell phones and our computers and our iPads and less time in face-to-face conversation.
Right.
And the truth of the matter is the church is the last place where you learn relationships.
Mm.
You don't learn about, when we were growing up in school, our teachers taught us to sit up straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the rules of the road, you know, look out for each other, hold hands when you cross the street, look both ways before you go out, birds of a feather flock together,
right.
Take your elbows off the table. They don't get that anymore.
That's right.
You used to get it at home. You used to get it in school.
Yeah.
The church is the last place where these kinds of things are being taught. So it behooves us to strengthen each other, to support each other so that all of us can do the best job and be the best selves that we can in Jesus' name.
Woo! I love this so much. Listen, I am just so grateful to have you have this opportunity to speak with you. And I'm wrapping up the interview, but I got to ask you this question. You've been doing this for a number of years. Take me back to an experience during this conference where you yourself were a beneficiary of the help of the ministry. Take me back to a moment in this conference when that was you.
Well, you know, when you want a specific moment where I was in, you know, a conference or a sailor conference when I was particularly blessed, where someone said something that had an impact on my life. And I would have to say, trust the process. In a conference, listening to a workshop, there are several things. One was trust the process. And as a young woman, you know, you start out in your 20s and your 30s and you go like, you ready to go.
Right.
And you wake up one day and realize, yes, you may have your degree, but you're not going to be the CEO of the firm.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're not going to be, as soon as you graduate, you're not going to be the executive director tomorrow.
Exactly.
And so you have to trust the process.
Yes.
That everything is a step by step. You get here, you learn everything where you can, and then God opens the next door. And you learn everything that you can, and then God opens the next door. And you learn everything, and God, opens the next door. But mm-hmm. when you're in your 20s, you're not sure you can trust the process because it's all a mystery to you. But as years go by, then you go like, oh, okay, I'm going to trust the process. I'm going to trust God. I'm just, all I can do is trust God. And then the second thing was in a conference with other leaders, and the speaker was talking to us about our service ministries, that we were willing to help people, but we were not willing to change the system to put people in that position.
Oh, wow.
That's what I said. You go like, seriously? I said, we're feeding the homeless every week. Okay. We have a clothes closet. All right. We have a ministry that helps people with their shut-off notices and cut-off notices. And we have a GED program that helps people, an adult literacy program. We have all these things. And what the person said, and I've often repeated, is that we have ministries that help people when they have fallen off of the hill.
Mm-hmm.
Or jumped off the cliff.
Wow.
But we have not yet been able to put together ministries to keep them from falling over the edge.
Mm.
Isn't it better to be able to help them before they get to the edge, rather than help pick up the pieces after they've gone over the edge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we put, that's like saying we put more money into the prison complex, you know, the industrial prison complex, than we put in public schools.
Yes.
Isn't it better to train and raise the next generation?
Absolutely.
So they don't fall over the edge?
Yes. Yes.
Than it is to keep them locked up after they've fallen over the edge.
Mm. Wow.
That was life changing. That was very impactful for me to begin to think about, you know, both sides of this coin. Yeah, we're gonna help people, but what is our responsibility in help in working to change the system that causes people to be homeless and hungry?
Wow.
And cold on the street.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that was like a shot. It was like a shot between the eyes. Whoop.
You know, and you know, we need those even in ministry, you know, because as it, you know, just to kind of ride that analogy there, a shot between the eyes of the kill one aspect of ministry to give life to another, you know. You know,
and that's what our job is. Our job is to bring life.
Yes.
It's to create opportunities for people who do not gravitate towards life or light, you know, the let your light so shine.
Yes.
We ought to bring light to dark places and life to where it doesn't exist. So it's quite a journey.
I love it. I love this journey so much. I love your preaching ministry as well. You know, I live in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and so I'm no stranger to your preaching ministry. So I'm so thrilled to have this opportunity to talk to you. November 21st. Through the 23rd.
November the 21st to the 23rd is the Salem Leadership Encounter for Women. We're going to be at the Omni Frisco. People can go to VashtiMcKenzie.com and find out all of the information. Let me tell you who's coming to Salem this year. Yeah. Erica Campbell, you know who she is?
Oh, yes.
Grammy Award-winning Erica Campbell is going to be at our opening reception on Thursday night.
Okay.
Priscilla Shire,
yes.
Author as well as actress, star of the new movie Overcomers.
Yeah.
Dr. Cynthia Hale,
yes.
All the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Becky Davis, who is a business expert. They call her the entrepreneur's secret weapon. Pinky Cole, who's got to be the hottest serial entrepreneur in the country right now. Dallas's own Cheryl Pelody Williamson, movie producer, writer, prayer warrior, Michaela Herndon, right here out of Dallas, Texas, who's also a leadership trainer. So we have leadership labs, entrepreneur lab, faith leaders lab, but women are not only coming out of Dallas, we've got women who are coming from Atlanta, from California, from Chicago, from Charlotte, North Carolina, from Orlando, Florida, who are coming from New Orleans. They are coming all over the country to be here at the Omni Frisco Hotel for Salem. So we invite your audience to come and join us. VashtiMcKenzie.com. That's VashtiMcKenzie.com and find out all about Salem.
I love it so much. Y'all get there. You have got to get there. You don't want to miss this experience. Now, Bishop, I want to do one thing as I close out the interview, because that was such a rich moment just hearing you express, you know, those moments where you were fed into and even just kind of segueing into a deeper level of service. I want to ask you this as we close interview. Just tell our listeners here what they can expect out of Selah this month. This month in Frisco. What can they expect out of this experience?
Well, what you'll be able to do, what you'll find when you come to Salem, yes, it is a kind of like a nudge to step outside your comfort zone. We tend to be comfortable with what we know, where we are, in life. But God wants to take us places where we've never been before, to see things we've never seen before and do things we've never done before. So Sailor will help you to lift your eyes off of your own status quo and take a look, a peek beyond your comfort zone of what you could do in Jesus Christ and who you can be in Jesus Christ. And sometimes when you step outside your comfort zone, it, you know, it's a little uncomfortable. That's why they call it a comfort zone. So you step outside and you go like, oh, wow, the sun didn't refuse to shine and the earth didn't open up beneath me. So maybe, just maybe, you know, can level up in my personal life, level up in my faith life, my spiritual life, and level up in my professional life as well. And so you'll be able to encounter speakers who are going to challenge you, inform you. They're going to tell you their journey, their pits, their highs, as well as their lows. And then there's going to be some takeaways, you know. This is not, Sail is not just a place where you just sit and listen. Mm-hmm. You have to, you know, you are participating. It's kind of hands on so that you can take home some adaptable goals and ideas and some new innovations back home to your job, to your career, to your church.
Woo. I love it. Pencil me in. I think I want to come check that out myself.
Oh, trust me. And yeah, some of the brothers say the same thing. Said, can we have a sale? I said, yeah, we can have a sale of a brother's suit. Come on, y'all.
Oh, wow. Well, it has been a tremendous blessing to spend this time with you today, Bishop Vashti McKenzie. I do not count it lightly that you would spend this time with me today talking about Selah.
Well, thank you, Fred. Thank you for having me on Soul Prosper. You know, it is an honor to be able to be on your program and share thoughts with your listeners. So hope our paths cross soon, and thank you so much for having me.
Blessed are they that do hunger and blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness,
thirst after righteousness,
shall be filled,
shall be filled,
and not empty,
and not empty.
Come to the well that,
come to the well,
and
you'll never thirst again.
Oh,
thirst again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He is the well.
Come drink from this fountain.
Come drink from this fountain.
He is the well of life.
He is the well of life.
Oh,
oh, oh. Taste, 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 never thirst again.
Oh, oh, oh. Taste, taste, taste,
never thirst again.
Let's take it to the top. Listen.
Blessed are they that do hunger and
thirst after righteousness.
Thirst, oh, yeah, after righteousness.
Shall be filled.
Shall be filled.
And not empty.
And not empty.
Come to the well then.
Come to the well then.
We'll never run dry.
Bringing
up to
everlasting life.
you taste them, you will never thirst again. Yeah. Take it to the drive. Don't miss your chance to drink from this well.
To drink from this well.
Jackie Green with Superwoman. And for all of you superwomen out there, don't forget to get your tickets, make hotel arrangements to attend the CELAW conference in Frisco, Texas. You can get all the ticketing information, all of the information about speakers, the schedule, all of that at VashtiMcKenzie.com. Make sure you go and do that today. Don't delay. Make sure you get there. If you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, listen, plan your drive. Whether you're going to take a tollway or whether you're going to take a highway straight out, make those plans, get there on time. Thursday night is going to be superb. It's kicking off this conference. It's going to revive you. It's going to refresh you. And for those of you coming with those plans, as you heard Bishop McKenzie say, as we heard Quinnell Gaskin saying, coming to the well to be revived, to be refreshed, you know, to get ready to leave this conference and take over the world where you are, to take over your business world, to take over that faith world that you're in, that you're leading. And as Ja'Kaylin Carr said, listen, even the men can come. Bishop said the men can come too. We are one. We all are one. Taking in this conference, taking in this experience. Listen, I'm so thrilled. I consider myself blessed and privileged to have the opportunity to speak to today's faith leaders, such as Bishop McKenzie. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and making this show a part of your day. Share this with someone else. Share this with someone you know and love. Do me a favor. Do Bishop McKenzie a favor. Make sure everybody you know knows about this conference, that they have a chance to get their tickets and go attend, be revived, be refreshed, be restored, be replenished, so that they leave the conference in such a better state than they came to it. That's the goal. That's the overarching goal. Selah is a pause. So we're taking time to pause and just be poured into restoring that spirit of koinonia, of fellowship. We can reach across the aisles. We can see somebody, meet new people, all that kind of stuff, or bring a friend. You know, y'all be refreshed together. However you do it, take this opportunity to experience the Selah Conference this year. Don't let it pass you by in Dallas. There are other dates, so you can check those out. If you're not listening in the Dallas area, or if you don't have plans to come to Dallas, make plans to go to another city when it comes there. All right. I want to thank you again so much for listening to Talking Points. I'm Fred Willis, your gracious host. I think I already said goodbye to you in another segment, but I'm telling you goodbye one more time to all of my friends listening to Talking Points today. Thank you so much.